Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Tampa, Florida, Salem Media Group flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout out as always goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget about the fact the truckers out there, the men and the women coast-to-coast, border-to-border, doing a bang-up job, too, keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us again, we have, from top to bottom, because we got the phone lines lit up right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've got two callers on the line, so I'm going to go right away to Carol in Atlanta, who said she has a question for you. So, Carol in Atlanta, take it away, please.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I promise you I'll be so brief. I heard Biden in a clip a little bit earlier. He said that he told everyone that's involved with this that he wants an update on this, what's going on with China in 90 days.
Yep.
90 days.
Yep.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. He can't remember 90 minutes, let alone 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
How can you put it off that long? So I'm just asking both of you, what are we going to do? I mean, that just it blows my mind. I'm off. I'll listen to you on the other side. Thank you so much for being out there. You're the only thing that makes sense.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Carol. Yes. God bless you. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, let me say this for Carol. The intelligence agencies don't go back and do reviews. That's not what they're about. We know more, and there is more that is coming forward,
mm-hmm.
not from the intelligence agencies, but from other groups, entities, organizations that have affiliations with the Wuhan lab. And I've written about this several times. You've got the universities, for instance, University of California at Irvine had an awful lot of work with the Wuhan laboratory. You've got the University of Texas, the University of Alabama. The reason being that you've got these universities is because they teach these kinds of things, and we use universities all the time for research and development. So we're also finding out that we had some entities within the State Department that certainly knew more, that were trying to stifle the things that Trump was doing and Mike Pompeo was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are more moving parts to this, Carol, so don't, I wouldn't say don't worry, but we will get much closer to where we need to be than we are right now. And I would say additionally, that is because we will task other allied governments. Let's remember that several of the scientists at the Wuhan lab also did work in other countries, especially Australia.
Yeah.
And Australia is an ally, and they are also part of what is known as the Four Eyes, mm-hmm. which is a intelligence organization called GCHQ. So we have the abilities to challenge them as well. There are other foreign scientists that have tasked their organizations to look into all of this as well. So there's more out there, Carol. Don't fret.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is, what will the Biden administration do once certain things are proven? And I have my gut tells me they will do nothing.
You talking about the Fauci mess and all that?
Well, and China.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, China is not only responsible to the United States, but China is responsible to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a dangerous proposition because China doesn't like us. They don't like the Western nations.
Mm-hmm.
And they could go do some things on the other side, meaning there could be some cyber attacks. They could challenge Taiwan
mm-hmm.
militarily as retaliation. So it's a delicate thing that's happening here.
All right, well, we're fixing to come up on a break, and caller, if you'll hang on, we'll get to you right after the break here. But, you know, the thing about Fauci and the thing about Donald Trump yesterday, he came out and said that he says we need to demand China pay the United States $10 trillion for the death and destruction that they've caused mm-hmm. the United States.
I agree. And if you don't get paid, then if nothing else, you turn around and say, well, then we're going to cancel some debt, although that would be
yeah.
a small portion.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon and the caller we have on the line, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yes, indeedy, we will do just that. And by the way, I want to thank very much the folks that showed up yesterday. We had a very good group. Always happy to see the folks down there when we go to Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And again, thank you so very much for showing up and making it a great event. All right, and let's listen to the Stem Cell Patch Company right now before I get to Denise.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, back to Denise Simon, and I'm going to let you finish because we were talking about the emails and Fauci and all that, and you never quite did get through that.
Well, I wanted to, when there are, under FOIA requests, when there are redactions, when there's a paper production, there has to be a reason provided for the redactions.
Mm-hmm.
In the communications that Fauci had with Peter Daszak, the code on that redaction was a formal investigation. Now, I don't think in this particular case, I don't know this, but if there's a redaction because of an investigation, it apparently deals with Daszak and maybe Fauci, but certainly Daszak. Remember, he was...
Yep.
He was kind of at the hub of this.
Yep.
The other set of redactions came between communications of Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook and Fauci. And that particular code had to deal with trade secrets. Now, why would that be? And we don't know that either.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, and still today, if you're on Facebook and you mention anything about pandemic or vaccines or any of that, you get all this Facebook graffiti on there with warnings and all this other kind of stuff.
Yep.
Well,
mm-hmm.
It looks like, and I don't know this for sure, but it looks like there was a coordination in some kind of a database that was created by Facebook at the collusion / coordination between Facebook and Fauci.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So there's more there that is burning embers, let's put it that way.
All right, let's go to the phone line because very patiently we've had Mike in Clearwater waiting. So, Mike, go ahead. What's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Denise. You know, with what's going on over in Israel, I kind of was thinking about it, and there's a parallel. Now, this is a very crude version of it because I haven't been able to do research, but from what I understand, two people got together, and they formed a government, and they basically booted Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, Netanyahu, like him or not, just like President Trump, was a no-nonsense, you know, get it done, take the bull by the horns. He was a very hardline leader when it came to dealing with Hamas. What terrifies me is now that he's gone, whoever the next guy or prime minister is going to be, you know, I'd hate to have someone that's like President Biden that's going to be soft and that's going to cave, come into, you know, because that part of the world is pretty much like a tinderbox, right? All it takes is one little match or miscalculation, and you could have World War III. So what do you think about that, Denise? Who is up next, and what kind of leader or person is this person going to be once Netanyahu's gone? And thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
It is a tinderbox, no exaggeration. It looks like it could, in fact, be Naftali Bennett. And Naftali Bennett, at one point, worked for Netanyahu as his aide, and he has held a couple of ministry jobs. I'm not too worried if it is, in fact, this is what happens. But it's got to be voted on. Netanyahu is not out yet.
Nope.
It has to be voted on by the Knesset. And I've said often Knesset is their version of our Congress. If you think our Congress is stupid, theirs is 50 times stupider.
Well, isn't there eight political groups involved in this?
There's more than that.
No,
but,
I mean, okay.
What's at issue here is the big thing is Iran. And it looks like all the opposition parties to Netanyahu at least are still on board with stopping the JCPOA, the Iranian nuclear program. So at least that could be it. But you got to look at the other countries that are there, certainly those that have signed on with the Abraham Accords. What will happen next? Will there be some kind of a conflict between Iran and Saudi Arabia, Iran and Israel? What will it be? And we don't necessarily know that yet. So I can't fully answer the question, but mm-hmm. It isn't pretty. But Netanyahu is a savvy man, and I think he may be out of power after the vote with the Knesset, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that he will be out of influence.
Yeah, now I got a double question for you. Where is Hunter Biden, number one, and where is Mo Brooks, number two?
Well, Hunter Biden is... He's still under investigation.
Yep.
Now, I don't hold a lot of sway in these investigations. They seem to, like, one, take forever, cost a lot of money, and don't give us anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you got Blue Star Strategies now that is in a whole different mix. The Burisma thing is a whole different thing. It's kind of taken some additional interesting turns.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of like a wait and see, kind of like the John Durham deal. Mo Brooks is out there. Now, what Swalwell is doing, Eric Swalwell, you know, our
yeah.
Chinese porn...
China boy.
Spy, yep. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He has hired, they say, a private investigator. I don't know how a member of Congress can do this, but apparently he has issued subpoenas to a couple other members of Congress over the January 6th thing, and he's wanting to serve one to Mo Brooks. And apparently this private investigator has not been able to track down Mo Brooks personally to hand it to, a subpoena to him from Eric Swalwell. What the subpoena's for, we don't really know, but it's apparently some kind of a lawsuit dealing with his alleged association with causing the January 6th protest. There is a time period on the subpoena,
mm-hmm.
and this private investigator, Eric Swalwell, had hit the expiration date. So apparently they've gone back to the judge and asked for an extension to get it to Mo Brooks. But it's not going to go anywhere. I think Mo Brooks he knows about it because mm-hmm. of the other people that have already been subpoenaed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's playing with Eric Swalwell.
Well, speaking of which, Kamala Harris is going to make anti-corruption efforts front and center on her visit to Guatemala and Old Mexico, but there's no report as to whether or not she'll actually finally make it to the Mexican border.
She's not going to the border, so don't even think that she will.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to do it. She's going to Guatemala and she's going to Mexico, I think, this weekend.
Yes.
As far as corruption goes, this is a dog and pony show, because the only thing that, I shouldn't say the only thing, but one key significant thing that the Biden administration can do right now is declare all of the drug cartels, all of them, terror organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could seize the money, and that would begin to stop some stuff, but they won't do it. Big question, why?
Okay, we will talk to you in the weekend show tonight. Have yourself a great day and stay warm on the mountaintop. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over to her website, check out the things she has over there, and I'll be back with our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is heading off to London next week to meet with the Queen during his G7 trip.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the US, UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crews searching a cemetery in Tulsa, Oklahoma for victims of the 1921 race massacre say they found five more coffins. That makes 20 bodies found in a massive grave. The state archaeologist says 30 more bodies could still be there. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with 2 campuses to serve you. I'll tell you where they're at. But you can find out more about them online by going to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the telephone number to call to set up a tour of one of their 2 facilities is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Now, ask to take the tour in either the facility in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Also, their website, NAA.edu. Now, the best thing you can do is to take the tour at one of their campuses and talk to the students, talk to the instructors, and then set up your financial aid. If you're really going to stick around, those of you that are veterans, you got the pre-9/11 and the post-9/11, and then your student loans for the civilians and veterans that might not have any educational benefits, student loans that are available, and they'll tell you how to do all of that. They'll help you set it up. And there you go. And then you're in like fun, and you come back and you
start your career move and change, because it is going to be a career change for you, a tremendous career change that will be with you for your entire lifetime. Now, before we get to the regular military news from the Department of Defense, I want to mention that French troops are also in Africa. A lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of foreign troops in Africa, but the largest individual foreign force that's there other than the United States happens to be the French. And French President Macron does not have an easy road ahead in Africa. He has to maintain stability on a continent while not stirring up anti-French sentiments. And there's been a lot of terrorist attacks on properties in French territory in Africa, as you well know. A lot. So, there you go. I'll be curious to see how this works out. All right, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has heard from his hand-picked panel of experts, his top uniform advisor, and senior leadership of each of the services. Now he must decide whether or not he will take the leap and create policy requiring sexual assaults to be prosecuted by an independent judge advocate rather than by unit commanders. In addition, the U.S. Air Force's $4.2 billion wish list for fiscal 2022 includes about $1.4 billion to buy 12 more F-15 EX fighters from Boeing, hoping to narrow the projected gap as the service divests itself of the aging F-15C/D fleet. Now, 15 House lawmakers are calling on appropriators to fully fund a $4.7 billion request for the Pacific Deterrence Initiative amid criticism from President Joe Biden's new defense budget submission that has just missed the mark. Also, the U.S. Army said Wednesday that it will not investigate former General Michael Flynn for statements he recently made in which he appeared to endorse a Miramar-style coup occurring in the U.S., and yes, he did say that, but they're not going to file charges against him, nor are they going to investigate him, which is good. But again, you got to be careful what you say, especially when you had the stars before. Now, the newly appointed chief of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command is to visit South Korea this week after meeting with senior members of the Japanese government, including Prime Minister Suga. We'll let you know more about that when we find out what the end result is. And the Pentagon says 23 civilians were killed around the world in 2020. Most of those civilian casualties were in Afghanistan, where there were more deaths in the years prior, but they didn't say how many. Now, the fate of an international effort to train Afghan national security forces has become increasingly unclear as Pentagon officials point to other priorities with only about 3 months left until the U.S. and NATO forces complete their troop withdrawal from the war-torn country. Nobody knows what's going to happen there next. Also, a coordinated missile strike during an exercise in Norway was the first use of the Harpoon missiles by the Poseidon P-8A planes, that according to the U.S. Navy. And snakes, spiders, and thick jungle added realism to training on Okinawa, where Marines spent last week honing their skills they need to get to fight and win a well-equipped enemy force on a Pacific island was being practiced. By the way, also, Japanese police have recommended a U.S. sailor assigned to the Yokosuka Naval Base be charged with negligent driving resulting in death and injury following an accident over the weekend that took the life of an elderly woman and injured two other people. Now, you might remember the Afghan Air Force pilot who had been promised refuge in the United States last fall only to be rejected at the last minute. Well, he's finally arrived in the U.S. with his family on Wednesday of this week. He will be staying here this time. By the way, operations in Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is asking the top general for options to evacuate the Afghans who had worked with the military as translators. Hopefully they can get them out in time, because if not, the Taliban will be looking for them. And the Pentagon's chief spokesperson on Tuesday of this week stood by efforts to improve diversity and inclusion in the military, even as criticism from some conservative lawmakers and commentators has grown out of the mix. And let's not forget that just 12% of the troops identify as something other than heterosexual. Yet, they account for roughly half of the sexual assault survivors, especially men. That came from the Defense Department. An emphasis on high-end weapons development in the Defense Department's proposed 2022 budget is crucial to maintaining the U.S. military advantage amidst the rising tensions with China. That coming from the Pentagon's director of hypersonics. Again, many, many, many changes coming. And military service leaders are privately expressing reservations about removing the chain of command from the sexual assault cases that are currently being heard there. The Associated Press has learned, striking a note of caution as momentum builds towards changing a military justice system that's come under increasing criticism. We'll see what happens. By the way, the Democrats are currently in the midst of a high-profile fight over how to reform the military justice system. Nobody seems to know how to do that yet, but they'll keep working on it until they find a way. Now, coming up in about 2 minutes or so, Chris Markowski, the watchdog at Wall Street. We're going to be talking at length about the economy and some things that are going on there, including the job report. And also, inflation. Inflation. That is the one thing that costs everybody on the planet more. Inflation. All right, Kathy's going to take us to break again, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're absolutely going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus, there are some other amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura will come with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, they also honor all those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a boatload of money, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
Jobless claims hit a post-pandemic low.
Oh, those are initial jobless claims, and you know that shouldn't surprise anybody because, again, that usually has more to do with people getting laid off because it's initial jobless claims. Most businesses can't afford to lay anybody off. I mean, you could show up to work 3 hours late. They probably aren't going to fire you because they can't find anybody to actually replace you with.
Yeah, that's true. And labor costs are soaring twice as fast as previous thought because of the fact that in order to get people to work, they're having to pay top dollar.
Listen, I don't mind the inflationary pressures when it comes to wages. I really don't. I never really understood that concept of it itself, that the economists like to push on people that somehow a tight labor market and wages rising are bad. That's not the issue. That's not why prices are going through the roof. We have supply chain issues. We're printing way too much money. And we're backed up everywhere. We don't make enough stuff here in the United States. That's the issue that's really hitting us with inflation. The labor costs, sorry, not buying into that.
Now, Joe Biden yesterday proposed a minimum 15% corporate tax for those who currently pay nothing.
That has to do with the fact that how certain, again, it's how the tax code is written. And when you have a 70, 80,000 page tax code, certain businesses have loopholes and whatnot that allow them to, in essence, get away with not paying taxes. It's not like that they're cheating. They're following the rules. So if you simplify the tax code, you don't allow for all of these ridiculous deductions and loopholes. Your taxes would be a hell of a lot easier, and it would make more sense. This minimum tax, he's basically saying that's what corporations like Google and other ones that manage to use these breaks have to pay a minimum of a certain amount. Whether or not that this is going to come into play, I don't know. It looks like, Biden is really starting to try to compromise when it comes to raising taxes right now. It seems like he's really changed his position.
Well, it's because the Republicans don't want the tax laws and rankings changed from where they were when they did the last time around. They want them to stay.
Well, I think it's a little. I think that it's a little bit more than that. I think he doesn't believe that he can get enough Democrats to go along with it, and I think that there's also fear that the Senate parliamentarian would let this go through reconciliation. So they've got to come up with something.
Now, today is the day the Department of Labor will deliver the preliminary results of its two most prominent employment surveys, namely the Household Survey and the Establishment Survey. The former measures the civilian labor and gives us the official unemployment rate. They're expecting that to be about 5.9%, and they're expecting some 650,000 jobs to be created for May. What do you think?
Listen, I think the number is going to be a hell of a lot better than it was last month. Last month's number was terrible, but surprised a lot of people, didn't surprise me. Let's play it. Let's say the number goes through the roof. Let's say it's close to a million jobs. We're still about 7.5 to 8 million behind the eight ball from where we were pre-pandemic. So we still have a very long way to go. These numbers right now, yes, you got summer season coming up. Many hospitality places bringing some people back to work. You really want these numbers to improve. You got to get rid of extended unemployment, which 24 states are doing by mid-July. But that, for the most part, goes to promote the rest of the country is through September.
Mm-hmm. Now we've already, I think our $300. Extra just goes away like in the next week or so here in Florida.
I'm sorry.
I think the $300 extra per week goes away in the next week or two here in Florida.
In Florida, I think the last one is I think it's July 10th for Arizona, and then you'll have about 24 states that have eliminated it altogether. I think that, again, we need to push the entire country. There's no point in it at this point in time.
Now, I'm going to go from the ridiculous to the sublime here because I don't think that they can do this, but Amazon is forcing their employees to brand themselves with little yellow stickers if they've been vaccinated.
That's interesting. Again, I don't know if it's a push within the company because certain other members of their workers are concerned if they're not wearing masks. I don't even know how you go about handling something like this. I really don't. It's you take a look at a situation where you know, at least how I'm facing it. I walk into church this past Sunday and sign up to wear masks. The guy at the front says that I asked him, I said, do I have to wear a mask? He's like, no, not if you don't want to. There's mixed signals everywhere. I don't think anybody's come up with a good solution for this. Plus coupled the fact whether or not, you know, HIPAA rules will even allow you to, go ahead and even ask these questions. So, you know, again, it's fascinating.
Now, we know there's a chip shortage when it comes to the cars and other things, but General Motors raised their forecast saying the chip shortage is not as bad as was first thought.
The chip problem is still pretty bad. It is. I mean, I'm waiting for certain electronic items and whatnot, a generator in particular, that, again, it's everything is held up because of chip shortages. We need to, again, I would assume that this would be, you know, critical type of infrastructure and products that we're relying upon other countries to build for us, in particular, Taiwan Semiconductor. Now, Taiwan is technically, most of them have been considered a country in of itself because it's, you know, the Chinese call it a breakaway province. China's grand design is eventually have Taiwan. Whether or not we're going to defend it, I don't know. I think that would be an exercise in futility. But, you know, to have something as important as, you know, a large chunk of our chip manufacturing being done in Taiwan, I think people could see the problems in that.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the Meritus Corporation has accepted a revised $2.8 billion bid to sell their television stations to Gray Television.
I'm not familiar with this deal.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I'd have to take a little bit further look into that. I'm not too knowledgeable about that deal.
By the way, our friend Christine in Sarasota is saying she waited 2 months. Oh, wait a minute. Waited 9 months for an oven. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's the chip issue. Take a look. And you're also seeing appliance prices go through the roof because of this, too. This is part of the problem. There's a scarcity right now of certain products and goods, and we have supply chain issues.
By the way, to Christine, I would say that's why you have an outside Barbie. All right. You have yourself a great weekend, my friend, and I'll talk to you Monday morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget to catch his program on many of these same stations over the weekend, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.